Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about our prayer life, about our desire to see God do immeasurably more through our prayer life as we draw near to Him, as we pray according to His will, as we continue to seek what He wants rather than what the flesh wants. And we've wrapped a lot of this around various things that Paul wrote to Timothy about regarding prayer. And he says he urged them, first of all, to pray for all people in all ways at all times. And to pray for those in authority so that we could live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And today we're going to kind of focus in on that godliness and holiness part. That we would pray that God would help us, that God's Spirit would fill us in a way that we not only have that godliness and holiness that we ought to have, but that we grow in it and that we continually pursue it. And we put the work in that's necessary to live a godly life and a holy life. Not that we ever achieve that on our own power or might, but through God's Spirit, we can be declared holy. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." We're not that far into the calendar year, and I suspect there are many that have goals for the year that involve physical fitness. And whether you've already given up on those or not, many people start the year wanting to be in better shape physically. And they'll begin a gym membership, or they'll begin an exercise program, or they'll combine it with a diet plan. Something to realize and do something about the lack of physical shape that they want to be in. We're all in a physical shape. It's just we typically desire a better one. And Paul writes and he says, those things have value. He's not dismissing the importance of taking care of our body, of being the best person physically that we can be, so that we can accomplish more. But he says, in other words, if you're paying all of this attention to your physical body and ignoring your spiritual self, you're missing out on the best part of life. Our body, regardless of how physically fit we keep it, eventually stops. Life on earth comes to an end. And Jesus says, after that comes the judgment. The spiritual part of us doesn't end. We spend eternity either in the presence of God or cast out of His presence. And so it makes sense that godliness and holiness has greater value than physical training. And so the question, I think, for every one of us, myself included, is how much effort am I putting in to being trained by God's Spirit, by His Word, by the people around me to live a life of godliness and holiness? The Bible says that it has benefit not just for the future, not just for eternity, but for the present time. And I think sometimes we miss that because, well, sin has been packaged by the enemy to look so attractive. And it gives the impression that a life of godliness actually deprives us here on earth of the things of pleasure, the things that the world enjoys. And so somehow we think it's a sacrifice to live a godly life because we have to give up so much. And God says that's not true. In fact, he says, if you choose to live a godly life, if you choose to pursue a life of holiness, you have benefit in this life. In a similar manner to physical fitness, if you choose to live a life pursuing physical training, becoming physically fit, there's benefit to this life. And yes, you give up things. You may not be able to have the what I call the Lemler serving of ice cream. You may have to limit your portions. You may have to be deliberate in exercise. Be deliberate in watching what you eat. You may have to restrict certain activities that may look enjoyable. But by doing so, you're able to accomplish more physically than if you had not had that restraint. And it brings benefit. And when we pursue that life of holiness and godliness, it not only prepares us for eternity with God, where holiness and godliness are the norm, with there's the rule of living, but it helps us now. We live a life that accomplishes more, not just more spiritually, but more in almost every way imaginable. We look back now and we can understand a lot of God's laws for his people that seem so confusing to us. We go through the book of Leviticus and sometimes we kind of gloss over it or speed read through it because it just seems so out of touch. But if we really dive into it and realize the protection that God was putting around his people, with so many different dietary laws and things that seem very specific to us, that seem, well, not to make that much difference. If you've ever been involved in any food service safety class, you'll discover that pork is a very difficult meat to cook well. And to do so in a way that destroys harmful organisms and harmful results from undercooked or ill-prepared pork. And because of today's technology, we have means and ways to make sure that it's done well, to make sure that it's kept fresh. Things that they did not have in the days of Moses. And there's a lot of other factors into the things that God commanded his people to do so that they would be holy, they would be set apart, they would be different from the world. But so much of it, at least in addition to the spiritual nature, was protecting them for the present time. And that's what God's desire is for you and me today, that this life of holiness and godliness, of being set apart for God's use, for being like God in the way we live and act, not in the authority we have or the supernatural ability, but in our nature, we pursue the things that God would want. We seek to imitate His attitudes. And when we pursue that life of godliness and holiness, we find that we have a more peaceful life. For the most part, there are times where that pursuit of godliness and holiness brings us into conflict with the enemy. And again, our enemy is not of flesh and blood, but the battle wages in the spiritual realms. And so a life of godliness and holiness is definitely not going to please the one that desires to destroy us. But it does help us to live today. And it helps us to prepare for tomorrow. And so today we pray that God would help us. Not just in the physical training that we perhaps ought to do, but in the spiritual training that is even of greater value. So that those peaceful and quiet lives that we pray about would be done and lived in godliness and holiness. So that we would know the goodness of God and we would share the goodness of God. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love knows what we need even when we don't understand. And so, God, today I pray that you would help us to recognize not only the value of physical training, but that we would understand the greater value of spiritual training. That we would put our heart and mind and efforts into being who you want us to be. That we would understand the benefit of godliness and holiness for life today. And through that understanding, we would have a greater pursuit of Jesus to be in control of our life, to lead our life, to be seen in our life. So God, today, help us to examine the training that we need to do. Not to earn favor, but to be more like Jesus. And Father, as we examine that training that we need to do, perhaps it's being more deliberate about our prayer life. Perhaps it's being more intentional about our time in your word. Perhaps it's being more involved within our church family, within our community, in loving and serving like Jesus. Father, as you help us to grow, may we grow in spirit and truth. May we grow in such a way that godliness is a result. That our very nature becomes more like yours. That the purity of a holy life would be our goal. So that we represent Jesus in a more clear way. And so God, today, as we live life, may we listen. And as we hear your word and as it sinks deep within our life, may it take root and grow. And may that life of holiness and godliness help the world around us see Jesus. May we lift him up in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day. great day.